It's Monday, July 27th, 2026. The NBA Championship Trophy goes on display. Discounted groceries are coming to New York City. Redesigned bus lanes on Fordham Road. And Bronx restaurants celebrate Restaurant Week. That's what's what today. I'm your host, Mia Borth. Knicks fans can get a glimpse of the 2026 Championship Trophy starting today. That's because a replica will be on display at the American Museum of Natural History. It's part of the museum's For the Win, Objects of Excellence exhibit that highlights how precious metals are used to celebrate victory. The sterling silver and gold trophy will be just one part of the exhibit, though. Other sports memorabilia, like the New York Liberty's WNBA Championship Trophy, a 2008 Super Bowl ring, and a crown honoring Yankees player Yogi Berra, are on display as well. For the Win runs until January 3rd, and it's included in the cost of admission. Your grocery bill may go down soon. WFUV's Sonia Wellawitagoda reports on a New York City initiative to lower the price of ingredients at city-owned grocery stores.
In the wealthiest city, in the wealthiest country in the history of the world, no New Yorker should have to worry about being able to afford to feed their family.
That's City Mayor Zoran Mamdani. He's announcing that a core group of kitchen staples will be 30% cheaper at the five new municipal grocery stores. This core set of goods includes ingredients like fresh produce, meat, and seafood, along with other essential items like cheese, milk, and bread. Mayor Mamdani says that combined, the savings from the 30% cut are projected to reduce New Yorkers' average grocery bill by 15%, which would be around $1,000 a year. This discount is one step the Mamdani administration hopes will make New York City more affordable, something the mayor emphasized throughout his campaign.
For many, that 30% discount is the difference between an evening spent around the dinner table with family or working another double shift to make ends meet.
Along with the discount, Mayor Mamdani also said he is looking for qualified grocers to serve as operators of city-owned stores. Interested individuals can find out more information about the role and apply at grocery.nyc. I'm Sonia Wellawitagoda, WFUV News.
New dedicated bus lanes are coming to Fordham Road. City officials say the redesign could cut bus travel times in half. WFUV's Talia Pearson spoke with commuters about what they think of the plans.
That sound is part of the daily routine for thousands of people traveling along Fordham Road. But for many riders, getting around isn't always easy. Slow-moving buses and heavy traffic are part of many's daily commute. The city plans to make bus lanes that will move one lane over, no longer hugging the curb, to improve bus times. When WFUV spoke to people on Fordham Road, reactions to the plan were mixed. Fordham Road's commuter, Rosalyn Sanchez, says she's for the idea, but has some concerns.
I have a feeling that it might actually will help with like all of the traffic and stuff like that. But also at the same time, like it could also cause problems with traffic if there's like too many vehicles trying to like get in or out or trying to like move.
Sanchez wasn't the only one with concerns. Fordham Road commuter Louise Taylor expresses how the move could cause problems for people commuting with disabilities.
It'll make it harder for people with disabilities to get on the bus. They just keep it the same way they have it.
The Department of Transportation says construction is expected to begin this summer, with the new bus lanes expected to be completed by the end of the year. WFUV News, Talia Pearson.
More than 600 restaurants across five boroughs are participating in New York City's Restaurant Week, but only four of these are in the Bronx. WFUV's Livia Regina stopped by some Bronx restaurants to find out why.
At Flava in the Bronx, a DJ spins as customers chat, drink, and eat. It's business as usual for the Caribbean restaurant and bar. But one thing's different. Some customers are ordering from a fixed-price menu as part of NYC Tourism's biannual Restaurant Week. Janelle Richards is Flava's manager. She says the event is popular.
We have, of course, all the items separately on the menu, but they're always like, oh, can we get the prefix? Because it is a good deal.
The prefix menu is the selling point of Restaurant Week. Businesses can price these special menus at $30, $45, or $60, and customers choose from a selection of appetizers, entrees, and sometimes desserts and drinks. For diners, that can be a chance to save some money on eating out. But for restaurants, it's an opportunity to test out new menu items, bring in more customers, and gain exposure. That's why Richards is puzzled that more Bronx restaurants aren't participating.
I'm not sure why people would not take advantage of a boost in on social media, on all media platforms that New York Tourism provide.
According to the NYC Tourism website, only 4 restaurants in the Bronx are officially a part of this summer's Restaurant Week. Compare that to the over 500 participating restaurants in Manhattan, or even the 59 in Brooklyn and 31 in Queens, and it doesn't seem like a lot. New York City Tourism and Conventions is the organization that runs Restaurant Week. They say they work with a variety of representatives to get the word out to all boroughs. That includes business improvement districts, borough president's offices, and restaurant PR agencies. But some restaurant owners have yet to hear about the event, like Tamara Davila, who just opened Peruviana on Arthur Avenue.
A lot of people don't have they don't know about it. And also they're busy running their business.
She says she'd like to join in on Restaurant Week, if she knows about it ahead of time. But for the Bronx businesses that are participating, Restaurant Week is a way to share what the borough has to offer. Kaylee Pierce works at the Bronx Beer Hall on Arthur Avenue. She says people should consider heading north to take advantage of the Bronx's Restaurant Week deals.
There's so many different enclaves, and there are local business owners that just deserve to be highlighted.
Despite the name, NYC's Restaurant Week runs for 4 weeks. This summer, it's until August 16th. I'm Livia Regina, WFUV News.
A full list of restaurants participating in Restaurant Week can be found at nyctourism.com. And that's our show for today. You can find more stories online at WFUVnews.org and on Instagram and TikTok at WFUVnews. Please follow and rate us on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps. If you have a tip or a question for us, send us a DM or email us at newsroom@wfuv.org. I'm your host and producer, Mia Barth. Our reporters today are Xenia Gonickberg, Sonia Welawitagoda, Talia Pearson, and Livia Regina. Nathan Ray is our editor.